Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. First phase of budget session of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly to commence tomorrow. Minister K.G. Kene appointed as NPF Chief Whip to the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicates and lays foundation for multiple development projects to the nation, and Chief Justice of India, Justice Surya Kant, says people's trust and respect for the judiciary are steadily growing. Now the news in detail. The first phase of the budget session of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly will begin tomorrow and continue till March 12th with 5 sittings. The first day of the session will commence with the address of Governor of Nagaland Ajay Kumar Bhalla to the members of the House. The phase 2 will tentatively commence with the presentation of the state budget for 2026-27 with the detailed program to be notified on the last day of the first part of the session. Chief Minister Nephew Rio will present the budget for 2026-27 during this phase, following which discussions will be taken up. During the first phase of the session, the House will witness questions and discussions on various important public matters, laying of annual administrative reports and other papers, and the presentation of committee reports. The businesses for the first session also include the introduction of government and private members' bills and resolutions and debate on the motion of thanks. Businesses listed for phase 2 include presentation of CNAG reports, review of trends in receipts and expenditure, supplementary demands for grants for 2025-26 and others. Other important discussions during the sessions are likely to include the signing of the FNTA agreement and the demand by the sections of the people in Kohima and Dimapur to lift the Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition Act 1989 from their respective jurisdictions. The budget session will be the first assembly session after the signing of the tripartite agreement on the Frontier Nagaland Territory Authority among the Centre, the State and the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization. It will be the first budget session after the merger of the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party and the Naga People's Front. Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kene has been appointed as the Party Chief Whip of the NPF Legislature Party. Mr. Kene was appointed by the President of the Naga People's Front in exercise of the powers conferred under Article 5, Clause 10 of the Constitution of the Naga People's Front. This appointment to the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly is effective from February 27th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated, dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation stone of infrastructure projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees in Madurai, Tamil Nadu this afternoon. The projects include 3 new Akashvani FM relay transmitters in Kumbakonam, Yerkaud and Vellore. These transmitters will expand regional coverage, ensure uninterrupted FM broadcasting and enhance access to public broadcasting services across multiple districts of the state. Mr. Modi said these projects will transform connectivity, boost economy, create jobs and transform lakhs of people's lives.
I am pleased to inaugurate Akashvani's new FM relay transmitters in Kumbakonam, Yerkaud and Vellore. These radio stations will be dedicated to your service from today.
Earlier, the Prime Minister dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees in Puducherry.
Puducherry has witnessed good governance and development. Puducherry has shown an impressive rise in per capita income. It has also achieved the highest social progress index score in the country. Now, the double engine NDA government will add more momentum to Puducherry's growth.
Chief Justice of India, Justice Surya Kant, said that people's trust and respect for the judiciary are steadily growing and emphasized the need for the timely delivery of justice. The Chief Justice today laid the foundation stone for a new district courts complex at Daminedu in Tirupati rural mandal of Andhra Pradesh. The complex will be constructed at a cost of 120 crore rupees on 14.44 acres of land and will consist of 16 court buildings. Speaking on the occasion, he said that delivering justice with a defined timeline is essential. He clarified that ensuring justice is not the responsibility of the bench alone. The bar, Mr. Kant said, is an integral and inseparable part of the justice delivery system. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the trio of artificial intelligence, semiconductors and electronic manufacturing is set to drive India's next phase of exponential growth. Speaking at the inauguration of the Gujarat SemiConnect Conference 2026 in Gandhinagar today, Mr. Vaishnaw highlighted the success of Semicon One, saying that India has already secured 10 manufacturing plants. The minister stressed that new priority under Semicon 2.0 is on building a robust deep tech startup environment and localizing the entire manufacturing chain, similar to the foundations seen in nations like Japan.
Our next step will be Semicon 2.0. Semicon 1.0 was focused on getting the manufacturing facilities in India. We got that. We have 10 plants. First plant started commercial production yesterday. In the Semicon 2.0, our priority number one will be design ecosystem, so that the deep tech startups, they get the opportunity to develop the next Qualcomm, the next Broadcom, the next Nvidia. The priority number two will be getting the equipment manufacturing and equipment design ecosystem in our country.
CRS Twensong, Akashvani Kohima and 32 Assam Rifles organized a Bodo outreach program at ITC Dan yesterday. The head of program, Akashvani Kohima, Ella Kaina, highlighted the importance of Akashvani's broadcasts, especially in remote Bodo areas, encouraging locals to tune in. Captain Navjot Singh Atwal motivated students to study hard, pursue higher education and contribute to society. Songs were performed by students of Straightway Mission School and a folk fusion by Dan Village students. Stationery items were also given to the students during the event. Meanwhile, a similar program was organized by CRS Twensang with Akashvani Kohima and Dan Village Council yesterday, during which Dan Village Council Chairman P. Shingnu appreciated Akashvani team for visiting the remote border village. Program Executive K. Rutsa highlighted radio's effectiveness in reaching far-flung areas. The event featured traditional dances from Old Pangsha, New Pangsha and Dan villages, showcasing Noklak's rich culture. The Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, has introduced a deferred customs duty payment facility for eligible manufacturer importers. CBIC today also notified the eligibility and guidelines for the scheme. Under this initiative, eligible manufacturer importers will be able to clear imported goods without paying customs duty at the time of clearance. Instead, the applicable duty can be paid on a monthly basis, helping manufacturers better manage cash flows and working capital. The facility will be available between the 1st and 31st of next month. And the body of fisherman Isanthong Odio in his late 40s from New Ripim, who had gone missing since February 26th, was recovered from the Doyang River this evening. The body was located near the UBC Doyang Cemetery, about 100 meters from his fishing net. Search operations were launched by the SDRF Wokha unit on February 28th, joined by the NDRF team today with 29 personnel, 2 boats and 3 deep divers. The body was recovered after underwater search attempts. Officials said the body had been trapped under a stone and will be handed over to the family for last rites. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. First phase of budget session of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly to commence tomorrow. Minister K.G. Kene appointed as NPF Chief Whip to the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicates and lays foundation for multiple development projects to the nation. And Chief Justice of India, Justice Surya Khan, says people's trust and respect for the judiciary are steadily growing. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.